customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, the FTSE 100 has rallied slightly after falling to a one-year low as fears deepen over Donald Trump's tariffs. Stock markets around the world have been reacting to the levies and the prospect for retaliation. Rules are being relaxed for car manufacturers to make the switch to electric. Sales targets will be more flexible in the run-up to the ban on petrol and diesel vehicles in 2030. Motoring journalist Quentin Wilson says Sir Keir Starmer should see the current global uncertainty as an opportunity.
If we dilute these electric car targets too much, then China will have this huge advantage. There are opportunities to stimulate our UK auto industry while Trump allows America to burn.
The Crown Prosecution Service says it will not bring charges against a police officer after the deaths of two boys in Cardiff. The teenagers died following an e-bike collision in May 2 years ago. Video footage showed Kyrie Sullivan, Harvey Evans being followed by a police van in Ely before they crashed. Our Wales reporter Hannah Thomas has more.
It sparked riots in Ely, lasting several hours, during which dozens of officers were injured, property was damaged and cars set alight. But today, head of the Crown Prosecution Service, Malcolm McAfee, says no criminal charges will be brought against the South Wales police officer, adding that there is insufficient evidence to provide a realistic prospect of conviction.
Firefighters in Northern Ireland say they've tackled almost 150 wildfires in 3 days, most of which were started deliberately. A 25-year-old was detained on suspicion of arson in connection with one near the Mourne Mountains and released on bail. Yorkshire's Harry Brook has been appointed as England's new white ball cricket captain. He succeeds Jos Buttler, who stepped down from the role following their early exit from the ICC Champions Trophy. Brook will lead both the one-day international and T20 teams. And the weather, cloudy in the northeast of Scotland, otherwise bright and sunny with breezes on the south coast and a high of 18. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
We have a nice Monday afternoon of music to share together, beginning with the classic by Bizet. This is how Carmen gets underway.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
A tune of encouragement if you are training for the London Marathon, which takes place at the end of this month. Chariots of Fire, Vangelis' tune, played by the Boston Pops Orchestra and John Williams. And it was the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra who brought us the prelude to Act One of Carmen by Georges Bizet. Almost 2:10. Thank you for choosing Classic FM. I hope you had a good weekend. Mine was spent doing a bit of a spring clean. It is that time of year. And in a box that has clearly been ignored by me for many, many years, I found some of my old school treasures. And among them was a laminated pink certificate. And it was for winning first prize in a cooking competition. And seeing it made me so happy. And I thought, yes, I've loved cooking and recipes and being in a kitchen since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. And I remembered what I won it for. It was fairy cakes. conducting the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, Daniel Barenboim, and we heard the second movement of Symphony No. 7 by Beethoven. So after discovering my certificate for winning with some fairy cakes, a little competition at school, I was inspired yesterday afternoon to think about Easter. So I have done stage one of the Easter 2025 Simnel Cake to bring in over the Hall of Fame weekend, which is the Easter weekend. And that got me thinking because 2 weeks today, we'll be on day four, the final day of your brand new chart. 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. from Good Friday, also on Saturday, Easter Sunday and Easter Monday as well, with what is number one being revealed sometime between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. So excited, more excited about the charts than my Simnel cake, to be honest.
Oh, Classic FM.
The Waltz from Masquerade Suite by Aram Khachaturian and the Armenian Philharmonic Orchestra under conductor Loris Tzhekhnevorian. And before it's Handel was letting himself lament his cruel fate, let me lament my cruel fate from the composer's opera Rinalda, Lasha Kyo Pianga, sung by Ellen Manahan Thomas and Harry Christophers, looking after the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment on Classic FM. Music next this afternoon by a composer who was one of Alan Titchmarsh's great British discovery. A native of County Durham, John Garth was a brilliant composer who left us six cello concertos, up until recently largely unknown and were only recently undiscovered. discovered. We're going to hear the opening to Cello Concerto No. 3. This is Richard Tunnicliffe, the soloist with the Avathon Ensemble. First movement of Cello Concerto No. 3 by John Garth and the Avathon Ensemble in action with soloist Richard Tunnicliffe. It's 25 to 3. It is Classic FM. Here's a question for you. Have you set your alarm yet? for tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Budget, tariffs, taxes, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, a morning packed full of brilliant music to help you wake up feeling refreshed and ready for anything.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Maurice Ravel brings us Mother Goose, part of which performed on Classic FM by the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. Great little tune. Thank you.
Music for spring.
This is Classic FM.
Music of Domenico Cimarosa on Classic FM, the finale to his Oboe Concerto in C minor, which saw the Peterborough String Orchestra getting together with Nicholas Daniel. And it was Daniel Hope and the Zurich Chamber Orchestra who played us Maria from West Side Story, music by Leonard Bernstein. 2:45 on Classic FM. Margarita Taylor will be back with us from 4 until 7, and her star in the spotlight every weekday this week at around 6:15 is the Scottish composer, the Academy Award, Golden Globe and BAFTA nominated composer Patrick Doyle, who apparently has told us that his composing journey began with the first film that made him think about the power of music when he went to go and see The Bridge Over the River Kwai. Performances and more about Patrick Doyle after 4 on Classic FM. Thank you. the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra under conductor Semyon Bychkov, and the opening, the first movement to Symphony No. 8 by Dvořák. Coming up next this afternoon on Classic FM, your 3 at 3.
Classic FM.
Antarctica. You have to experience it to truly appreciate the beauty, the wildlife, the sheer majesty. Experience it with state-of-the-art expedition equipment and hands-on scientific research activities, all in exceptional Viking comfort. We invite you to discover the world's seventh continent, Antarctica. Learn more at viking.com. Viking, exploring the world in comfort.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
Are Aunt Rose's war stories true? You find her in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover everyday life during the Blitz. And right there on the eve of war, an unshakable auxiliary nurse, Aunt Rose, the home front heroine. Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, the 1939 Register is free to explore. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday. Your family history understood. Terms and conditions apply.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
Interactive Investor has an ISA to suit you, whether you prefer to manage it yourself or have our experts do it for you. And with awards like the Times Money Mentor's Best Stocks and Shares ISA and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, we really don't need a fancy orchestral jingle to convince you. Because the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
Ever wondered how it feels to explore Europe on a luxurious river cruise? Or which local delicacy you'll try on board each evening? Ever wondered what it's like to fall asleep in one country, then awake in another? Or how our local guides always find the finest spots at every stop? With a free superior drinks package on all our luxury European river cruises, ever wondered what you'll raise a glass to first? Book with Riviera Travel. A Which recommended provider for 13 years.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the UK's FTSE 100 fell to a one-year low earlier as fears deepen over the impact of Donald Trump's tariffs. The index was down 4% in early afternoon trading. New York's Dow Jones also fell 4% on opening. Financial analyst Jasmine Birtle says there could be some advantages to Britain being hit with a lower tariff than other countries.
We could attract all sorts of really very useful companies that would bring in employment and tax paying in this country. I think we're potentially quietly in rather a good position here.
Sir Keir Starmer's outlined plans to increase car manufacturing in the UK, saying he's supporting businesses through global instability. Fines for missing targets on electric vehicle sales are being eased, while new hybrids will be allowed on the market for a further 5 years. The Prime Minister told workers at Jaguar Land Rover, now is a time for cool heads.
We've got to rise together as a nation to the great challenge of our age, and it is the great challenge, which is to renew Britain, so we're secure in this era of global instability.
The Palestinian Red Crescent Society is calling for an independent investigation into the killings of 15 medical personnel in Gaza last month. Video footage recovered from one of the victims' phones appears to contradict Israel's claim that the convoy was driving suspiciously and without emergency lights. A police officer